One species of Asian carp, the grass carp, has been found in the lower Wisconsin River before. The DNR says an angler recently caught another type, the bighead carp, in the lower Wisconsin. Bigheads are already common in the Mississippi River, and it's possible high water levels help the fish swim to the Wisconsin. The DNR's Ronald Benjamin says the good news is that bighead carp don't seem to be reproducing here yet.
In the short term, what we probably have are large adults that are migrating, and we have no documentation of reproduction. Not to say that won't happen sometime in the future.
Wildlife officials in Wisconsin and Minnesota also report DNA from another species of Asian carp, the silver carp, in the St. Croix River. Dams on the Wisconsin and St. Croix may stop further spread of the fish. The DNR says if the invasive carp get established in the state, they can damage other aquatic life. So Benjamin says it's time for the federal government to do more to fight off invasive species in the Mississippi River Basin.
So without a strong federal presence in both controlling new introductions and helping us deal with old introductions, it's very difficult for a state with very low resources to deal with that.
A lot of federal money is going into efforts to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes, but the DNR says the roughly 30 states in the Mississippi Basin should not be ignored. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesperson did not respond to a request for comment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.